another huge negative of social media in this case is that the family was able to, you know, kick out or block anyone that asked a rational question. But there was something else that they were doing that is much worse, and that's that they were soliciting tips. You know, they claim now that that goes to the police, but in the beginning they said that they go through those tips and send which ones they think are appropriate to law enforcement. And that is what you call hindering. I just don't get it. They say that they are no longer taking those tips, yet the flyers that they spread around still have that tip line on it, and we have no idea where that tip line goes to. Okay, that's very, very bad. No one should be taking tips, period. You know, they are also able to spin their own narrative. And then on the other hand, which is also negative, you have people questioning the family, which just creates drama and is not good for the case. If you add on top of that, people making very slanderous comments in both directions. But there's no physical evidence tying the Gousset's to this case. But social media has already considered them guilty. Many people, that is. Yet their group is very large, and they do not allow people to use their brains and think and ask rational questions or think in a rational manner, because they just shut it down. And that's how all the drama really was created, when they weren't answering questions, just blocking people and kicking them out. If it was nipped in the bud right away, there might not be the backlash that we see now. Okay, and it's more negatives are doxing. You know, regular people were being doxed. I was doxed. They tried to dox Michael Boone, Linda Burge, and many others. I could go on and on. It's a group of internet trolls, bullies, whatever you want to call them. And they've tried to control the narrative the entire time. Originally, they were on the side of Lindsay. And as soon as Lindsay, you know, said that she supported her team, which she should because she has a great team working for her, they switched sides. And now they were supporting Melissa. When you let people like that, trolls, have power, it can be very bad. Luckily, some people came to their senses and did what they had to do to make sure that those people never really got full control of anything. So next I'm going to go into the positives. Also, if you guys think that there are any more negatives besides the ones that I listed on the last episode and this episode, please feel free to put them in the comments. So, one of the main positives is that without social media, no one would know about Carly's case, and it would have probably just been a small town missing, it would have been probably just a runaway case, and she would have been considered runaway for who knows how long, maybe ever. We don't know. So that is one good thing. Another good thing is that social media brought a lot of good people together to help fight for Carly and fight to make sure that she's either found or justice or gets justice. Without that, we don't know where this case would be. I mean, it's not very far now, but it's a lot better than what it would be without people on social media shouting and, you know, just asking questions and bothering, you know, doing what they have to do to try and get answers. Even though most questions are not answered, it is what it is. It has connected people that would have never known each other. You have someone like Michael Bowen and his expertise in law enforcement, and Linda Burge and her expertise in missing persons cases. And they made a good team, and they were making a lot of movement. And once that happened, people stepped in and tried to do whatever they could to stop them from making the progress and the noise that they were. You know, everybody always thinks they can do it better than everyone else. Everyone, no matter what. No matter what you do, what your experience is, there's always somebody, someone on the internet, some troll somewhere, thinking they can do it better than you, or better than them, or better than this one. And that's just not the case. They're limited in what they can do. You could bring any private investigator into this case, and they're going to be limited on what they can do. Because if law enforcement's not going to work with you on an active case, you ain't going to do crap. And that's just the way it is. They can stop you from searching somewhere. They can say you're hindering. They have all the power, right? And we know that Mono County is not bringing anyone else in. They have one, right now, the one officer that they have working this case is the school resource officer. So we have to assume that that officer is still doing her regular duty, their regular duties, just like Scobie was when he was a deputy and supposed to be investigating the case. And that's one another good thing about the internet is that we can see all that, right? If social media wasn't here, we wouldn't know any of that. All that stuff's important, okay? But you know, I don't really want to drag this on too long. Like I said, this is going to be just a very short episode about the last couple negatives, a few positives. But the next episode is going to be very important, very influential for this whole case. And it's going to be about a cadaver dog and a doctor and his machine. In the role that they may have played, could have played, could still play, we don't know. But we know what their track record is. And that track record is really not all that good. So, until next time, thanks for listening.